Doctors admit baby's brain damage was preventable. Date modified: 2024-09-06T17:48:51.797Z. Description: Joshua Hughes suffered severe brain damage whilst being cared for at Sheffield Children's Hospital. Doctors admit baby's brain damage was preventable. Family handout: Joshua Hughes was only 8 months old when he died in October 2023. Doctors at a children's hospital have admitted there were several failings in the care of a premature twin baby who died aged 8 months. Joshua Hughes was born in Barnsley on January 17, 2023, but struggled with numerous complex medical issues as a result of being born 15 weeks early, an inquest heard. During his time on the critical care unit at Sheffield Children's Hospital, he also sustained a brain injury after staff failed to take action when his blood pressure dropped to dangerously low levels. While doctors admitted the brain injury could have been prevented, they agreed it did not contribute to his death. Several months later, on 9 October, during the inquest at Sheffield's Medical Legal Centre on Thursday and Friday, Assistant Coroner Hannah Berry heard that while Joshua's sibling was eventually discharged, Joshua had what doctors described as an incredibly rocky start. The inquest was told he suffered from a serious gastrointestinal problem as well as other illnesses such as sepsis and severe chronic lung disease. Due to his deteriorating health, he was eventually transferred to the critical care unit on May 9. On June 25, he underwent surgery to have a new forefeeding line fitted, during which he suffered a 2-minute cardiac arrest. Concerns were raised overnight when Joshua's blood pressure dropped significantly, but action to address the hypotension was not taken until 5 o'clock BST that morning. Evidence given by various doctors and nurses stated there had been confusion about Joshua's blood pressure target, and handover notes post-surgery lacked detail. Completely different baby, Joshua's mother, Kimberly Bratter, told the inquest she noticed a substantial change in her son's presentation on June 27. While he did have his eyes open, they did not fix on anything. He was like a completely different baby, she said. He was not responsive, he no longer smiled, and it was difficult to say whether he could hear or see. Consultant pediatric neurologist Dr. Mark Atherton told the court scans revealed Joshua had sustained severe brain damage caused by low blood pressure and was suffering from symptomatic epileptic seizures. He, as well as Dr. Judith Short, a consultant in pediatric anesthesia, agreed that the brain injury could have been prevented. Dr. Short said a subsequent investigation found several failings had contributed to the injury, such as failure to highlight that Joshua might be more vulnerable to further complications post-surgery. There had also been a lack of clarity around how his blood pressure target was being measured, she said, which led to a delay in treatment. Huge regret, Dr. Short said, to prevent similar situations arising in the future. Several recommendations were made, including improving handover notes and recording clear targets for maintenance of cardiorespiratory functions. She said, "We all regret hugely what happened to Joshua and accept there were areas where things could have been done so much better, but there has been learning from this." While doctors described his brain injury as a tragic occurrence, they unanimously agreed it did not impact his respiratory issues, which eventually led to his death. A statement from Joshua's mum read out in court paid tribute to the much-loved baby boy. "Joshua didn't have the best start to life, but despite everything thrown his way, he fought to stay with us," she wrote. "We all love you forever, Joshua, and we miss you every day." The inquest continues. Listen to highlights from South Yorkshire on BBC Sounds, catch up with the latest episode of Look North, or tell us a story you think we should be covering here. Related internet Lynn.